And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of December, 2009. It was on this day in 1972, the astronauts on the Apollo 17 spacecraft took a photograph of the Earth, a photograph that came to be very famous, known as the Blue Marble, because that's what Earth looked like at that distance. There had been other photographs taken. There was one taken from an unmanned satellite in November 1967. Christmas Eve 1968, Apollo 8 orbiting the moon took a photograph with the surface of the moon in the foreground, about half of the Earth visible. And then on this day in 1972, Apollo 17's photograph, the Blue Marble. The sun was at the astronauts' back, and so the planet appears lit up. You can see blue and white and brown and even green. And it was that picture of the Earth that became a symbol of the environmental movement of the 1970s, the image that is put on flags and T-shirts and bumper stickers and posters. It was taken from about 28,000 miles away, and that was the last time that astronauts were on a lunar mission. Since 1972, nobody's gotten far enough away from the Earth to take a photograph like that. It's the birthday of the novelist Willa Cather, born in Back Creek Valley, Virginia, 1873. When she was 10 years old, the family sheep barn burned down, and the whole family, including Willa, moved out to Nebraska. They had relatives out there near the town of Red Cloud. Willa Cather stood out in the town of Red Cloud. She was a girl who wanted to be a doctor. She dressed in boys' clothes. She called herself William Cather, Jr. She was a lonely kid, and she made friends with the immigrant women. She liked to listen to them tell their stories, including a woman named Annie Sadelec. Willa Cather went off to the University of Nebraska to become a doctor, decided to be a writer instead. She was a very good writer. She went to New York. She worked as an editor there. After 6 years, she came back to Red Cloud, spent a couple of months, and soon after, she started writing O Pioneers, her first novel about Nebraska. It came out in 1913. A few years later, her companion of many years, Isabel, decided to get married. Willa Cather was devastated. She felt betrayed, went home to Red Cloud, and there she saw Annie Sadelec again, Annie Sadelec Pavelka, and she became the main character in My Antonia, which is often considered Willa Cather's greatest novel. And it was on this day, December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes attacked the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. More than 2,300 Americans died in the attack. President Roosevelt called the day a date which will live in infamy. And it was Pearl Harbor that brought the United States into World War II, which it had stayed out of for more than 2 years. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled After Psalm 137. We're still in Babylon, but we do not weep. Why should we weep? We have forgotten how to weep. We've sold our harps and bought ourselves machines that do our singing for us. And who remembers now the songs we sang in Zion? We have got used to exile. We hardly notice our captivity. For some of us, there are such comforts here, such luxuries, even a guard to keep the beggars from annoying us. Jerusalem, we have forgotten you. Ann Porter's poem after Psalm 137 from Living Things, Collected Poems, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.